Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Ituran Second Quarter 2015 Results Conference Call. All participants are present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. You should have all received by now the company's press release. If you have not received it, please call GK Investor Relations at 1-646-201-9246. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Kenny Green of GK Investor Relations. Mr. Green, would you like to begin, please?
Thank you, operator. Good day to all of you, and welcome to Ituran's conference call to discuss the second quarter 2015 results. I would like to thank Ituran's management for hosting this conference call. With me today on the call are Mr. Eli Kamer, CFO, and Mr. Udi Mizrahi, VP Finance. In Eyal's absence, Udi will begin with a summary of the quarter's results, followed by Eli with a summary of the financials. We will then open the call for the question and answer session. I'd like to remind everyone that the safe harbor statement in today's press release also covers the contents of this conference call. Now, Udi, would you like to begin, please?
Thank you, Kenny. I would like to welcome all of you and thank you for joining us today. We are pleased with the results of the second quarter, and this quarter marks our 20 years anniversary of being in business. In particular, a very good sign looking ahead is the strong and record growth in our subscriber base in both the past two quarters. Our subscriber base grew by a record of 34,000 in the second quarter, after a growth of 28,000, also substantial, which we demonstrated in the first quarter of this year. The addition of 62,000 net subscribers in only half of the year has substantially eclipsed our previous growth by almost double, whereby our typical growth rate in the previous two years was around 35,000 subscribers per half year. Due to the fact that our net growth rate substantially increased in order to support this continued strong growth, we have stepped up our operating expenses this quarter, which did have an effect on our margins. However, looking ahead, I want to stress that while every new subscribers add bring us additional revenue, our operating infrastructure is in place to support them. This means that as our subscriber base will continue to grow from this point, we can bring much of the new revenue growth down to the bottom line. Our strong subscriber growth is a mix of bringing new products and lower cost offering geared towards to the lower end of the market, as well as lowering the churn rate. This very much demonstrates how that our core business continues to grow very soundly and remains as strong as ever. While subscriber adds demonstrate that the fundamentals underpinning our business are exceptionally strong, the strengthening of the US dollar versus the local currencies in which we sell, in particular the Brazilian real, as well as the Israeli shekel, makes it hard to show that growth in US dollar terms. Given this continued strengthening of the dollar versus the real, we would expect continued further impacts from the exchange rates in the third quarter. In local currency terms, however, our revenue was very strong. We would have grown revenues overall by 12%, while subscription revenue grew in local currencies by 16%. Our operating income would have shown 8% growth over last year. We generated operating cash flow in the quarter of $10.7 million, ending the quarter with $33.4 million in cash and equivalents. During the second quarter, we declared a dividend of $3 million, representing over 50% of our net profit in the quarter. I'd like to provide you with a brief update with regard to our performance in our two main regions, Brazil and Israel. Brazil continues to grow nicely, and we see no impact from the weak economic environment on our success there. We have broadened our cooperation with insurance companies, and this enable us to expand the audience we are marketing to. At the same time, we also see increased interest and growth from the private market, allowing us to move away from dependency on our insurance companies. This has allowed us to achieve record subscriber adds, and Brazil remains a major contributor to our overall subscriber growth. Looking ahead, we continue to see more and more cars in this major market incorporate telematic technology. We see our business as still at an early stage in the market with low penetration, with potential to continue our success there. In Israel, as the major player, our business continues to grow in line with the new car sales, which remain at high levels. At the same time, we continue to penetrate the lower segments of the market through our Ituran Safe service. Overall, we remain pleased with the strength and stability of the Israeli business, and it is also supporting the overall growth in the net subscribers. In summary, from business perspective, the first half of 2015 has been one of the most successful periods in our history, adding a record number of subscribers in a short period. Because of currency factors, which are beyond our control, in US dollar this is not fully apparent, but over the long term we expect the positive trend in our business will eventually become very apparent in our financials. We remain very well positioned to benefit in the coming quarters from our strong growth in subscribers, and we are working hard to continue our success throughout 2015 and beyond. I will now hand the call over to Eli for the financials review.
Thanks, Udi. Revenues for the second quarter of 2015 were $43.8 million, a decrease of 6% when compared to revenue of $46.6 million in the second quarter of 2014. When excluding the currency impact of the strengthening of US dollar, our year-over-year growth in revenue would have been 12%. Revenue breakdown for the quarter was $32.1 million coming from subscription fee, a 6% year-on-year decrease. In local currency, revenues from services increased by 16% over the second quarter of last year. Product revenues decreased by 7% compared with the same period last year. This was due to the significant weakening of the various currencies in which it runs sales its products, mainly the Israeli shekel, versus the US dollar. In local currency terms, product revenue grew by 4.5% compared with product revenues reported in the second quarter of 2014. The geographic breakdown of revenues in the second quarter was as follows: Israel 52%, Brazil 34%, Argentina 10%, and USA 4%. Gross margin in the quarter was 50.8% compared with a gross margin 53.3% in the second quarter of last year. The gross margin was weaker in the quarter due to a low margin on products sold, which is depend on mix and varies between quarters. On the service side, typically salary adjustments are done in the second quarter of the year, so seasonally, the second quarter tends to see relatively higher cost of goods expenses. Operating profit for the second quarter of 2015 was $10 million, a decrease of 17% compared with an operating profit of $12.1 million in the second quarter of 2014. Excluding the impact of the change in exchange rates over the period, the operating profit would have increased 8% over the second quarter of last year. EBITDA for the quarter was $12.7 million, or 29% of revenues, a decrease of 13% compared to an EBITDA of $14.6 million, or 31.4% of revenue in second quarter of 2014. Excluding the impact of the change in exchange rate over the period, the EBITDA would have increased 10% over the second quarter of last year. Net profit was $5.8 million in the quarter, or fully diluted EPS of 28 cents. This is compared with a net profit of $7.4 million, or fully diluted EPS of 35 cents in the second quarter of 2014. Cash flow from operation during the quarter was $10.7 million. As of June 30, 2015, the company had net cash, including marketable securities, of $33.4 million, or $1.59 per share. This is compared with $35.3 million, or $1.68 per share, as of March 31, 2015. For the second quarter, a dividend of $3 million was declared, representing 52% of net income. The dividend record date is September 24, 2015, and the dividend will be paid on October 7, 2015, net of tax and levies at the rate of 25%. And with that, I'd like to open the call for the question and answer session. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we'll begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. I repeat, if you have a question, please press star 1. The first question is from Gilad Sarig of Bank Hapoalim. Please go ahead.
Hi. Hello, everyone. Congratulations for the nice numbers. Just two short questions. Can you please give us the breakdown of the new subscribers for this quarter? And also, maybe in general, I don't know. And also, do you believe that this pace of new subscribers is extremely high? Do you think it is sustainable for the future? Thank you.
Hi, Gilad. As I mentioned, we are very pleased with the net growth of subscribers that we had in the first semester, especially in the second quarter. Majority of the net growth is coming from Brazil and Israel. Brazil is contributing even more. This is the majority. We have to understand that some of the projects that we have been working in the last year or so turned into sales, and this is you see the contribution of those projects in the first semester. Going forward, I think it's reasonable to say that the second semester of 2015 will be more or less the same as the first semester.
Again, sorry?
I'm saying that that going forward,
yes,
it's reasonable to say that the next quarter or two till the end of 2015 will be more or less on the same track as the first semester of 2015.
Okay, thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. The next question is from Matthew Handorf of Haber Assets Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Congrats on the great sub-results here. I was hoping, could you give a little bit more color in terms of the breakdown between gross ads and churn? And maybe how churn has been trending in recent quarters. Thank you.
More or less, as you can see it on our 20F, we are talking about more or less between 2.5 to 3% monthly churn in our subscribers. Typically, it is different between each region where we operate, and it depends on how we define churn. Basically, the way we do it is, for example, is when a customer is leaving us and a new customer is joining us. In Brazil, for example, a lot of the cases we are talking working with insurance companies. So if a customer, for example, decides to move from one insurance company to another insurance company, and we consider it as churn, although probably while we are working, even if we are working with both insurance companies, we are consider it as a cancellation and as an addition.
Okay, got it. I know Contran 245 has been put on hold for the last many years. Any update, any potential for that to come online in 2016 or unlikely at this point?
There isn't any update in the last couple of months regarding Contran 245. The only thing that we know was the last published information, which is that it was delayed for 2016 or the end of 2016. So we are waiting.
Okay, got it. And then your capital expenditures have been running a little bit higher in H1 2015. Any more color on that? And then any expectations for CapEx spend for the second half of the year?
As you can see, the CapEx is mainly relates to the end units that we are installing. And as you saw, we almost doubled our net growth the first semester of 2015 compared to the last last year's first semester. So we are actually, this is one of the main reasons why the CapEx is growing, because we need more equipment.
Okay, got it. And then last question for me, obviously the stock price has performed well in recent months. I didn't know if you had any thoughts in terms of any efforts the company might make to improve liquidity in the stock. It's been fairly light. So any thoughts there would be appreciated. Thank you.
Basically, we are. I don't have any answer, as this is not my work, let's say, or this is not something that I have the ability to analyze the market and the liquidity of the trade of the share. More or less, majority of the shares are in the public.
Okay. Thank you.
There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Mizrahi to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available tomorrow on Ituran's website, www.ituran.co.il. Mr. Mizrahi, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Thank you. On behalf of the management of Ituran, I would like to thank you for your continued interest and long-term support of our business. Eyal will be back next quarter, and we all look forward to speaking with you then. Have a good day.
Thank you. This concludes the Ituran Second Quarter 2015 Results Conference Call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.